I wait upon the Lord this morning. I know we are going to be blessed. How many of you know that they came ready expecting the Lord to bless them? Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome my wife, Catherine, to come and share the word of the Lord. I know God has deposited something very special in her heart, and she is going to bless us this morning. Can you put your hands together as we welcome the servant of the Lord to come and bless us this morning? In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, why don't you greet your neighbor and tell them, welcome into the house of the Lord this morning. Maybe nobody told them they look good. Tell them you look good. Give them a smile. Tell them to be expectant in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we give glory to God. God is faithful. We bless the name of the Lord. You know, we thank God. I thank God for the miracle that we just saw here of baby Koi. And you know, it gave me a confirmation that everything that I came with expectant with during the weekend, that the Lord had it and that the Lord has answered. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want us to lift up the name of Jesus, just magnifying him, acknowledging that even as he did it for Koi, he will do it for us. If we haven't seen the manifestation, we believe that we shall see it in the name of Jesus Christ. Why don't we just lift up the name of the Lord? Let's just rise up in the presence of the Lord. We magnify your holy name, O God. We give you the praise, for there is no other God like unto you, Abba Father. We thank you because the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Abba Father, just as you did to Koi, O God. You're going to do it in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Abba Father. We give glory to you, O God. We thank you for answered prayer. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for divine intervention. We thank you for your making way where there is no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up your holy name, O God. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Let your name be magnified, O God. We worship you, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your mercy. And great is your love, O God. We bless you and we honor you, Father. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus Christ. I release my life in your hands, precious Spirit of the living God. Use me as a vessel of honor, Abba Father. And open up our ears to hear from you this day. In the name of Jesus Christ do we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this day. We bless the name of the Lord. I want to honor the pastor, my husband. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Tony, thank you for giving me the pulpit. I don't take it for granted. Yeah, and thank you all for coming into the house of the Lord. I know yesterday was a very, very busy day. And even for you showing up in the house of the Lord is a blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to go to the book of Numbers 13. Numbers 13. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that the Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of Israel. And these are the names that are at the bottom. And then the Bible says, we jump to 17, it says, when Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up through the Negev and on into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees in it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land. It was the season for the fast ripe grapes. And then we jump to verse 25. And it says, At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the man who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. And they said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. And all the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim. They are the descendants of Anak, came from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Again, we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Tell your neighbor that our God is a covenant-keeping God. And his promises do not fail. And I know that the Lord has promised each one of us so many things in our lives. And many of us can testify that there are words, not only in the meeting that was there, or even in many meetings, or words that the Lord spoke to us maybe back home, or what the many promises that the Lord has given us in his word. But the Bible says that our God is a covenant-keeping God, that his promises does not fail, and that whatever the Lord promises, he is faithful to bring it unto completion. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we see this story that we all know, that the children of Israel were told to go to the land of Canaan. And the Bible says that the Lord said to Moses. And you know, it came to my heart that this was not a good, you know, many times we have good ideas. You know, we have good ideas, or let's go and do this, let's try and do this. And you know, and many times, sometimes it works, sometimes it does not work. But this was not a good idea from Moses to go and explore the land. But the Bible says that the Lord said to Moses, "Send some men to explore the land, and as the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites." And by God telling Moses to tell the Israelites to go, or the men to go and explore the land, he didn't tell them to explore the land because he didn't have the ability to bring them into the land. He didn't tell them to explore the land so that they could look and see what would be too hard, or what is too big that they cannot do. But the Bible said that he told them, I believe that he told them to explore the land so that they could see what was awaiting them, so that they could experience the promise of God even before they entered in, so that they would be encouraged and be strengthened in the Lord to know that whatever they were seeing in that land, the Lord was able to give them, and the Lord was able to fulfill his promise. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see the 12 of them going out, and the Bible says that Moses gave them specific instructions, and he told them, "Go up through the Negev." And then he said, "I want you to go look at these things." If we can go to verse 18, "See what the land is like, and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many, what kind of land they live in. Is it a good land? Is it a bad land? What kind of towns do they live in?" I mean, there were specific, very specific instructions that the Lord told Moses told these leaders to go and check on. And they were supposed to bring in specific answers. Praise the name of the Lord. And we saw that they went out and they came back after 40 days. And after 40 days, they came and presented what they had seen in this land before Moses. And the Bible says when they came to Moses, remember that there were 12 of them. They came in and they had brought in the fruit and everything. And the Bible says when they came in, the report that they gave was that they gave Moses this account: "We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev." I mean, they just started magnifying the 10 who are there. They started magnifying the situation of what they had seen out there. They started talking about the giants. They started talking about their inabilities to go and conquer the land. But I thank God, because there was a man named Caleb, and his name, and the Bible says in 30, "Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, 'We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it.'" Praise the name of the Lord. "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has promised us so many things. And the Lord, as we said, is a covenant-keeping God. Everything that the Lord has promised us, he is able to do it. The Bible says in the book of Numbers, if we can go to the book of Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Numbers 22. Yes, the Bible says that God is not a man who lies, or a son of man who changes his mind. Does he speak and not act, or promise and not fulfill? Praise the name of the Lord. So the promise had been given. And you know, I was looking at this story and I was thinking about it, and the Lord told me, when this promise was given to the children of Israel, the promise did not come from Moses. The promise did not start with Moses, but the promise started with Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. And I just want us to go, if we can look at the book of Genesis 17, 18. Just go along with me. The Bible says in Genesis 17, 18. Genesis 17, 18. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me read my Bible, because hallelujah, God is faithful, and he is faithful in all that he promises. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 17, 18, and he said, and Abraham said to God, praise the name of the Lord. It talks about the promises of God. 17:8. And the Bible says that the whole land of Canaan, if we can start, I will establish my covenant, if we start from 7, as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants, after you, for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Praise the name of the Lord. So this was a promise that had been given to Abraham, even before there was Moses, even before there was Jacob, even before there was an Isaac. The promise had been given by God himself to Abraham. And when the promise had been given, you know, the Lord does not change his mind, and neither does not the Lord alter what he has said. The Bible says when he gave his promise, if we go to Genesis chapter 15 verse 12, if we can go step by step, then the Lord started revealing to Abraham and telling him, but your descendants will go through slavery for 400 years. And after 400 years, then I will come and I will hear their cry, and I'm going to deliver them from the place where they'll be put into slavery. And then after I have delivered them, I will bring them into the promised land. So they had a promise with them, and the promise had been passed on from generation to generation. And you know, in those days when a promise was made, and you know, they didn't have Bibles that like we have, but every time the promise was given to the parents, the promise then was given to the next generation, and the next generation, and the next generation. So by the time it went to Abraham, it had already gone to who? It went to Isaac, then it went to Jacob, it went to Esau, it went along down the road, and the promise was already with the children of Israel. Even when they were in slavery, they had the promise with them. They knew beyond a shadow of doubt that one day God was taking us into the promised land. Though we have never stepped into that promised land, we know there is a land that is flowing with milk and honey, and the Lord is going to take us there. We don't know how, we don't know yet, but the Lord said, and we heard it from our ancestors, that after 400 years, we're going to be taken away from slavery, and we're going to enter into the promised land. So this is the promise that they held on to. Those that lived, those that died leaving the promise to the next generation. Praise the name of the Lord. So it came a time, and it was a season when the Lord was taking the children out. And the Bible says, as we know it, that the Lord delivered the Israelites with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. We know the miracles that happened. And then after all these miracles, it comes to the point where the Lord wants them to get into the land of Canaan. Praise the name of the Lord. And when they enter into that place, that is when the spies are sent in. And this is the report that they come in with. And then I just want us to go back to the same place that you are reading. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If we can go back to the book of Numbers chapter 13. Just stay along with me. Numbers chapter 13. Praise the name of the Lord. And I just want you to see that after the people, the promise had been, that the people had given out, you know, the bad report, and there was weeping through the night. And you know, the people were like, okay, what is going on? Is this the promise that we have been waiting for? Is this the thing that the Lord has told us that he's going to do for us? You know, many times the Lord promises to do things in our lives, but yet sometimes we go through contrary to what the Lord has spoken. Maybe that, you know, because the enemy will try to fight the promises of God. He will try to bring bring the negative and show you that what the Lord promised will not come to pass. But I want you to take, you know, I want us to walk with the Lord and to know that God is faithful to accomplish what he has promised. And the Lord wants us to believe in him, just like Caleb, irregardless of what happens. You know, we know that the promise of God will be fulfilled. And the Bible says in 14 chapter 5, that, I mean, chapter 4, that after they had cried out to the Lord, and after they had said, now what is going to happen? And we see Moses in verse 5, then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole assembly, Israelite assembly gathered there. And Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land that we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. There was this good man, the good man called Joshua, and there was Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And this man told the people, you know what, you guys, the land that we passed through and the land that we explored, despite the things that we saw there, the land is exceedingly good. And the Lord is going to give us that land. And they said that if the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land of a land flowing with milk and honey and give it to us. And you know, and they said, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid. But the whole assembly started thinking about stoning them. And the Bible said that the presence of the Lord came down, and their words that the Lord spoke because of the unbelief that the people had. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God, when God speaks something, the Lord wants us to believe. The Bible says that faith is the what? What is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible says that without faith we cannot please God, because he that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those that please him. Praise the name of the Lord. And when the Lord promises something in our lives, it doesn't matter how long it is going to take. It doesn't matter what route is going to take, but know that the word of the Lord is sure. It doesn't matter what anybody else says, but the word of God is sure and the word of God stands firm. And he wants us to trust in him at all times and know that he's able to see it unto completion. Praise the name of the Lord. And we get to a point where he says in chapter 30, he says, if we go to 15, chapter 30, it says, not one of you. This is what the Lord said after they had complained. And they had said that if we go out there, then our bodies are going to fall. And our bodies are going to die in the wilderness. And you know, guys, let me tell you something. Our words are so powerful. Our words are so powerful. Be they negative words or be they positive words, they are very powerful in the presence of the Lord. And we see that the Bible says, if we can go there, there are words that the people said, and I'll tell you that the Lord spoke them and said they're going to happen to them. The Bible says, praise the name of the Lord, if I can get there. But the Bible says that these people complained and they said that, you know, why are you taking us there? And our bodies are going, it says, that night in 14, all the members of the community raised their voices and they wept aloud. And all the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says the Lord spoke, and he said in 14:26, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing that I heard you say. Praise the Lord. I will do to you the very thing that I heard you say. Tell your neighbor it is good to stand with the word of God. Be careful what comes from your mouth. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the Lord watches over his word to perform it. So the Bible says that everything that they had said. So the Bible says, they said, in this wilderness your bodies, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness your bodies will fall. And every one of you 20 years old or more, who was counted into the senses, and who had grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land that I swore that I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them to enjoy the land you have rejected. Praise the name of the Lord. It is good to be careful what you say in the presence of the Lord. But I want to show you that there is honor that comes when we walk with God uprightly. There is honor that comes when we take the word of God and we take it at heart and we believe God for what he says. Because if we go to 24, it says, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit, that is 14 verse 24, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to show you that the promises of God are sure. Because when we go back after a long time, after the generations had died, those that were 20 years and downwards, the Bible says that there was a man and his name was Caleb. And 45 years after the Lord had declared that the land that you stepped into, I'm going to give you to possess because you followed me wholeheartedly. I want to show you that the promises of God are true. And I want us to go to the book of Joshua chapter 14 verse 6. And I have so many scriptures, but just bear with me. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. I'm coming to something. Praise the name of the Lord. Joshua 14, verse 6. And the Bible says, now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Canaanite, said to him, you know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Praise the name of the Lord. And Joshua comes, and he comes confidently before Joshua. 45 years, he has conquered the lands. He has gone with the other children of Israel. He has helped them to conquer the land. And now it is the season of Caleb. It is the time of Caleb. And he does not wait for Joshua to show up. He does not wait for anybody to remind him of the promises of God. But Caleb has carried the promise of God in his heart. He has carried the assurance of God in his heart, that what God promised, he will fulfill it. What the man of God promised, he will fulfill it in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is what the book of 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, that believe in the Lord and your God, and you will be established. And believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Praise the name of the Lord. Many prophetic words have come through this house. Many things have been told to you, maybe even in Kenya. But the Lord says, believe in the Lord, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed, because at his own due time, the Lord will bring to pass that which he promised. And the Bible says that Caleb came in confidently, and because he knew that his time was there, and he came to Joshua and he told him, remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and about me. That was 40 years ago. And then it goes on in chapter 10, in verse 10, that now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years. Praise the name of the Lord. The promise of God is going to keep you healthy. The promise of God is going to keep you alive. I tell you the truth, Caleb refused to die until he saw the promise of God. Many times we have to refuse to die until we see what the Lord has purposed in our lives, until we see what the Lord has promised to you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter our situations. It doesn't matter our circumstances. If the Lord has promised you anything, refuse to die, refuse to stay, to be discouraged until you see the Lord perform that which he has promised in the name of Jesus Christ. And when Caleb comes to Joshua, he is not a young man. He is 80 years old. But I tell you, that man, he was so bold. He was so strong. He had something in his voice that showed that he knew what the promise of God, that he believed the promises of God. And the Bible says, If we continue in verse 11, it says, I am still as strong today. I am still as strong today as the day Joshua sent me out. 45 years later, 85 years, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of us can say that? Many times when God promises something, sometimes he does it, you know, immediately as we saw that child, but sometimes it takes some time. And during that time, God is working on you. I believe during all through that time, the 45 years, Caleb was not the same man. God was speaking to him. God was strengthening him. God was showing him his ways. He was learning to trust in God. During those 45 years, he was not an idle man, but he was learning to trust in the Lord. He was finding his strength in the Lord. And that is why he had so much confidence in the Lord, that God was going to perform that which he had promised in the name of Jesus Christ. And he says, I am strong today. I am strong today. The Lord wants us to be strong in him. The Lord wants us to be confident in him, because he will keep us young. He will sustain us until he fulfills that which he promises in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And let me tell you, even during those times, when God spoke his promises to the children of Israel, many of them that crossed over, many of them, the old people who crossed over. I'm going back to when the children of Israel were taken out from captivity. Many of them, some of them were old, some of them were young, some of them had declared, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die until I walk out of this place. I'm not going to die until I see the promise of God. I'm not going to die until I see the fulfillment of what the Lord has promised me. I'm not going to get discouraged. Remember when the children of Israel, when they were in slavery, do you remember the slavery that they were going through? The Bible says that they were building bricks from where? From the straw? They went through so many things. They went through so much. You know what? And the Bible says before they went into slavery, God made sure that the king or the man who went into Pharaoh, the Pharaoh who took over after the Pharaoh who was there during the time of Joseph, did not even know anything about Joseph. Nothing. That's what the Bible says. He did not know anything about Joseph. He had no history about Joseph. And so he comes in, and all he sees is these people that are flourishing. All he sees is these people that are just multiplying. And he becomes so scared of them, and he says, these people are going to overtake us. So what I'm going to do with them, I'm going to take them. I'm going to take them into captivity, and I'm going to use them as slaves. And then, you know, because if we leave them to go on as they are, then they're going to overpower us. And the Bible says that during that time, they're going through all that, they still held on to the promise of God. All that I want to urge you this day is to hold on to the promise of God. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter what you go through. Hold on to the promise of God, because as surely as God lives, he will bring it to pass. He does not break covenant in the name of Jesus. He fulfills every promise that he makes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says that that they came in, and the Bible says that we're going back to Caleb, and he says, I'm as strong today as the day that Moses sent me out. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he came and he said, you know, boldly, he came and told Joshua boldly, give me then this hill country. Give me then this hill country that the Lord promised me. Give it to me. It belongs to me. Give it to me. Give me this hill country that the Lord promised to me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and that their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out as he said. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something. When Joshua came when Caleb came to Joshua and told him, give me this mountain. You know what? The Anakites were still there. The Anakites were still there. But he was so confident. He was so bold. And he knew that it doesn't matter. I'd gone into the land. I spied the land. I know that I can make it. I know that with the Lord on my side. If you go back to into the book of Numbers, when he kept on telling the children of Israel not to complain and not to fear, he kept on saying, if the Lord has promised us, he will give it to us. If the Lord has promised us, he is going to help us. And that is the word that we have this day. And that is the word that you should take confidence in. If the Lord has spoken spoken that he's going to be with us. And the Bible says that he entered in into the land that had not been conquered of its giants. And the Bible says in the land that he was going to, before the mountain, before this place was called Hebron, it was called, praise the name of the Lord. There was a name that it was called, and I'm trying to look for it. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba. Kiriath Arba means that, you know, during that time, there was Abba himself. There was this giant, the main giant who used to be, let me just read this. Says, during the conquest of Canaan, we learned that Kiriath Arba was founded by Abba, the father of the gigantic Anakim. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was, you know, it was this land that he conquered. And in this land, when this giant died, he left it to his sons. And these three giants were Sheshai, were Ahiman, and Talmai. And let me tell you, nobody wanted to get into that land. No one wanted to take possession of the land. But I tell you, Caleb encouraged himself in the Lord. And let me tell you, the Bible says that he entered into that land and he conquered those giants. And the Bible says that he took hold of those of that land. And the Bible says that this land, the promise that was given to him, was not only to him, but it was also to his descendants. So we see that he settled in that land, not only him, but he also made a settlement for his descendants. The battles that you're fighting right now, the things that you're going through right now, if you conquer, the promise that you're given right now, it is not only for you. It is also for your children. If you hold on to God, if you trust God to take you through, if you become a Caleb and say, let it be 45 years, whatever time it takes, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to hope in you. Lord, I'm going to wait upon you. And I know that your word is true, that your word is faithful. It shall come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. And he says again, he watches over his word to perform it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I want you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Again, the promise is not you as alone. It is also for your own children. Remember that if you give up right now, think about your generations. Think about your children. Let me be strong in the Lord. And the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his word. And in the power of his might. That is what the Bible says. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord will fulfill that which he promised. But he says, wait upon him and trust in him. Refuse to become an unbeliever. Refuse to have unbelief in your heart. He is faithful to sustain that which he has given you. He is faithful to carry you through. The Bible says, if he gave his only begotten son, how will he not together with himself give you all things in the name of Jesus? Our God is able to do immeasurably above all that we can ask, above all that we can imagine in the name of Jesus. The only thing for us is to hold on, refuse unbelief, refuse to fear, refuse to walk in shame. Believe God that he is able. Believe God that he who promised, he's able to keep it in the name of Jesus. Why don't you rise up in the presence of the Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us rise up in the presence of the Lord. Our God is faithful. Our God is mighty. Our God is righteous. He is faithful to promise what he promised in the name of Jesus Christ. He is faithful to fulfill it. Hallelujah. We lift up your mighty name. I just want you to lift up every need that you could have. Whatever the Lord has promised you, whatever you're waiting upon in the name of Jesus Christ, let us trust God that he's going to bring it through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be it anything to do with papers, be it as regards your children, be it as regards your marriage, be it as regards your family. The Lord is able. The Lord is faithful in the name of Jesus Christ. He says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that he shall not put us to shame, no, in the mighty name of Jesus. But in accordance to the book of Isaiah 61, he says that he will give us double honor for shame in the mighty name of Jesus. He is the lifter of our heads. Why don't you just lift up our voices in the presence of the Lord this morning? We magnify your holy name, O God. We give you the praise, Abba Father. Lord, we trust in you, O God. Lord, our hope is in you, Abba Father. Lord, our strength is in you, O God. For I act on behalf of your children, Abba Father. Make way where there is no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, teach us to trust in you, O God. Teach us to hope in you, Abba Father. Teach us to know that you're a covenant-keeping God. And what you promised, Abba Father, you are faithful to keep it, O God, to 1,000 generations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we exalt you, O God. We worship you, Abba Father. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Thank you, Abba Father. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful word. Holding on the promises of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55, verse number 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please for it. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. I repeat again. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Think about it. The word of God returns to him to give him a report. Amen? So when God has given you a word, that word has an ability to go back to God to give him a report of what he sent it for. So in other words, if God dispatched a word to come and bless you, Baba Purity, it doesn't matter where you are. That word will locate you. Because that word has a mission to accomplish the purpose for which he sent it out to you. And it will find you in Nyeri. It doesn't even have to board a matatu. It doesn't even have to look for anybody. It doesn't even have to look for to ask for somebody. Give me directions where Baba Purity lives. It will locate you. Hallelujah. If only you can hold on to the promises of the Lord. And that word, after it comes and finds you, it finds you in the situation that it finds you in. Do you know what that word does? It begins to work the mission the Lord sent it to you. In other words, if it found you without money, and maybe you called upon God and God gave you the promise that he was going to prosper you, that word begins to work in you. It might take 3 months working on you. Oh, Baba Purity, you can connect with this person. You can connect to that person. It creates divine connections. Are you listening to me? It creates divine connections for you. And it works and fulfills the purpose for which he sent it to you. And after it has accomplished its work, it packs all it has and goes back to the Father to give a report. And when it comes to the Father, he says, I went and found Baba Purity, and I did everything that you sent me for him. Here is the report. The man is prospering. The man has good health. The man is doing well. I have already set up divine connections for him. Those are the promises that God is telling us to keep. That when God keeps, when the Lord gives you a promise, hold on to it. Amen? The word of God is at work in our hearts. Praise be to God. I love it. The word of God is at work in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Amen? And listen what it says here. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress trees. And instead of the briar shall come up. Oh my God. This is what it says. Baba Purity, I'm still on your case. That when the word of God finds you, not only does it come to accomplish everything around you. I mean, everything within you. But everything around you. In other words, anybody that is related to you. Amen. The mountains around you shall clap because God has sent his word and it is at work in your life. Praise be to God. Blessed is the man who receives the word of the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord concerning you. The word of the Lord concerning your children, Pastor Julius. That when God calls you blessed, not only are you blessed, but your posterity is also blessed. Holding on the promises of God. Amen. May the Lord be praised. Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, because of the word that we have received here today. Thank you for the man of God, Joshua and Caleb, who went into that land that had giants that would appear to other people as unconquerable. But they held fast to the word of the Lord. They knew what the word of the Lord would do. They knew their ability in the word of God. How I pray as we go home tonight, this morning, that we shall go knowing the power in the word of God. That the word of God never comes out of his mouth and fails to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Blessed is the man who receives the word of God, because as they receive that word begins some work in their hearts. And I pray that we shall hold fast and we shall hide it in our lives. David said that your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. To Joshua, he wrote and he told, the Lord told him, on this word that I give you, meditate it on it day and night, and you shall be prosperous. Hallelujah. When we learn to appropriate the word of the Lord, when we learn to live the word of the Lord, it brings prosperity. Amen. Many people might speak other words and they might be seeing you otherwise, but when you have the word of the Lord, you have prosperity on your side. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you. May we bless you, Father, as in we are in receipt of that word, Father. We choose to believe the report of the Lord. We choose to repeat, to believe your report. Somebody might be sick here in this auditorium. I dare you to believe the report of the Lord, because the word of God says that I am the healer that healeth thee. I am the one that healeth thee. I send out my word to heal you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I dare you to believe the word of the Lord that he is the healer. Praise be to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. At the foot of the cross, Father, we lay our burdens. The Bible says, come to ye all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. That is a promise. If you have burdens here tonight, I want you to bring them at the foot of the cross. He says, I care for you. I will give you some rest. I will give you some peace. I will give you whatever you need. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The promises of God. Holding on the promises of God. Regardless of how long it might take to come for the fulfillment of those promises, the promises of God are yeah and amen. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can have your seats.